There's been a flurry of interest recently by companies that want to mine copper, nickel, and other precious metals in northeastern Minnesota. This kind of mining is called, and get ready, it's a mouthful, non-ferrous or sulfide mining. It targets minerals deep underground, located in sulfide rock. If any of the current companies interested get their projects up and running, there will no doubt be an immediate economic benefit to the Iron Range. Hundreds of jobs would be created, and in these hard economic times, that's a welcome change. One company, PolyMet, based in Vancouver, is proposing a large open-pit mine for the Eastern Iron Range near Babbitt and Hoyt Lakes. But not everyone is excited about the prospect. Several Native American nations in northern Minnesota are concerned about the potential for devastating and long-lasting environmental impacts from the project. Nancy Schulth is Water Projects Coordinator with the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. The PolyMet mine would drain into the St. Louis River Lake Superior watershed upstream of the Fond du Lac Reservation.
This project, as it's proposed, would have direct impacts on nearly 1,000 acres of high-quality wetlands at the mine site and additional acres over at the plant site. And then the tribal cooperating agencies believe that there would be substantially more acres of indirect wetland impacts because of things like mine pit dewatering and the way that groundwater changes when you've got a big tailings basin and it's seeping, you know, hundreds of thousands of gallons a day into the surrounding wetlands.
What makes sulfide mining different from iron mining is that when sulfide-bearing rock is exposed to air and water, a chemical reaction generates sulfuric acid, causing the release of toxic levels of metals into surrounding ground and surface waters. Runoff from the mine would drain into areas where the tribe has hunting and fishing rights through a treaty made in 1854.
An important part of exercising tribal sovereignty is through the exercise of treaty gathering and hunting rights. And we realized that a project of this scale would likely have some big impacts on parts of the ceded territories that would be irreparably damaged, permanently taken out of the public domain by a project of this scale.
That's why the Fond du Lac Band, along with the Boys Fort and Grand Portage Bands, who share in the 1854 treaty rights, asked to take part in the drafting of the Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, for the PolyMet project. As a cooperating agency in the process, the tribes have a seat at the table as the EIS is drafted.
It provides us a voice that is more substantial than just the ordinary citizen or the public, in that we're able to get our viewpoints expressed before the draft EIS is published and hopefully have our concerns be part of the analysis.
In spite of the tribe's concerns, they have not come out against the PolyMet proposal. However, they have been critical of the process so far. Margaret Watkins is water quality specialist at the Grand Portage Reservation in Cook County.
Our position is that the way that the studies have been conducted to determine impacts for the draft environmental impact statement have been inadequate for a number of reasons. The characterization of hydrology at the site has been very poor. Once acid mine drainage develops on any large scale, no one's found a way to stop it. So what that could mean is perpetual water treatment. It could mean contaminated water and wetlands forever also.
PolyMet says they have the technology to mine without polluting the watershed. Gary Glass is a retired research chemist with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. He has experience with acid mine drainage, and he's critical of PolyMet's proposal.
I would agree that the technology is there to do the job, provided that it's done right. And the real problem is that they don't, the EIS from that I read says they will put a liner down in an old pit, in an old tailings pit, and then they'll dump their new tailings into the, on top of that liner, but that liner is going to have breaks and tears and holes in it that will allow it to leak. So even though the technology is there, the technology has to be properly applied, and it has to be made so that there will be no leaks.
Supporters of the Polymet mine point to Minnesota's strict environmental laws regarding water quality and hazardous waste as safeguards against the kind of devastation wrought by other sulfide mining operations. Nancy Schult, Water Projects Coordinator with the Fond du Lac Band, wants to make sure those laws are enforced.
We're downstream, and our section of the St. Louis River is also already impaired for mercury and fish tissue, and we believe that the additional releases from this project will only make that problem worse, and that's actually not legal under the Clean Water Act. It really ought not to be able to get a permit to discharge additional contamination that will make an existing impairment worse. We don't really understand how the state of Minnesota, the MPCA, could be considering permitting a project that would violate water quality standards and make existing problems worse.
The deadline for comment on the draft environmental impact statement is fast approaching. Grand Portage Band water quality specialist Margaret Watkins.
We would really encourage people to have a good look at this because it's important not only to the tribes because of the ceded territory. It's a project that will ultimately impact Lake Superior, and this project sets the bar for the half a dozen or so copper nickel projects that are sort of waiting in the wings right now.
The draft EIS for the Polymet project is available for review on the Minnesota DNR website. Comments from the public must be received by Wednesday, February 3rd at 4:30 p.m. Visit WTIP.org for more information. For WTIP News, I'm Kara Thomas.